This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now, 7 minutes after the hour, it's the Tuesday, January 26th edition of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria on the air with Jay Kirshner at the social media desk. You can be commenting on all the questions or thoughts that you have. Don't have to be prompted. At DJV show is all you have to do. If you got an answer to a question, that's great. Or you have a thought about something that we're talking about, help yourself. I think the vaccine is on people's minds because there are some things, there are some hills and valleys here that we probably ought to spend a few more minutes on. We were talking, if you didn't hear, let me bring you up to date on the third shot. Moderna is suggesting that you may need a third shot if you've taken their vaccine, even though the girls were kind of chuckling about what the...
How do you know if you know need a third one or not?
Apparently, they are saying publicly the reason is because you may need it for the African and the British version of the virus. If you have one more shot, it'll just protect you that much more. Does that make sense? That's kind of what
they're saying. It makes sense, but how do you... Yeah. So does that mean that everyone should just get a third? Because how
sounds
do you know?
Like
probably determine if you need it or not. That'll probably be a broad thing if you need a third one. But I would say, I know Fauci yesterday, and again, we can talk about his credibility later, but he said that most of the strains are treatable or will be taken care of with the vaccines that are out there. So,
all right. So Merck has ended their vaccine program because they can't get enough positive immune response from the people most of the time. Let's see, there were 10,000 people who are in this study, and it's very interesting. If you look at the data on this, the chances of survival if you're under 75 are 99.75%. So if you want to turn that around, in other words, people under 75, 5 in 10,000 will die. And only 6% of those who have died from COVID were free of comorbidities. I think that's very important. I keep talking about that, and sometimes Victoria disagrees with me on the stats. I think the stats have been way overblown, way overreported, and not anywhere near as many people who have been, we've been told, they put on the death certificate, COVID. Like Larry King died. Larry King died. He had the COVID that compromised his system, but he was dying because he had bad heart disease. He had bad lung disease. He had cancer. I mean, the guy was a walking time bomb. So the fact that he got COVID, that just finished him off.
One of the stories I saw yesterday is that actually only 6% of COVID deaths actually died from COVID. But
yeah, that's what I was saying.
The question is, would they have died?
Alone,
yeah, would they have died with COVID? You know, would they have died without
it? Just helped it along, the others. But I thought that was very, for people who are under 75, you need to quit worrying about all of the fear-based thinking that's around. Get the shots, do the distancing, wear a mask for a while until we've gotten all of the stuff under control in the next few months, and then that's fine. But be respectful of others. I think that's part of it. And now there's the AARP coming along to urge states to give the people over 75 better access to information and where to get the shots. In Massachusetts, it's awful. There's no information about where to get the shots. It's confusing. I'm really surprised because Governor Baker was in on this early, and really Massachusetts had a record early on of being quite a safe place to be. But now,
have you had any guidance from any doctors?
None.
Where you can...
Zero. I just know from reading myself what my position is in line.
Right.
But I've not seen, I don't know, I don't even know anybody other than doctors around me here who have gotten a shot. People older, you know, I should be now this week or next week because of my age. And
well, everyone 65 and over across the country should be in this next group.
In Massachusetts, it's 75. It's not.
Well, they did a national 65 and over in every state. So everyone who's 65 and over is eligible, but that doesn't mean that you can get it because every state has a shortage. So but the AARP thing I think is important. I've been learning about this. That's a really great resource. And there are phone numbers that are now being established in a lot of states. I'm in New Jersey. I think our governor's done a pretty good job of, you know, having everything be organized. We just don't have enough vaccines. They're waiting to get more from the federal government or however that works. There just aren't enough vaccines. But the problem, though, is if you are, I don't even know what age, if you're an older person and you don't have a computer or you're not very computer savvy, this process has been incredibly frustrating. I can't tell you how many of my friends around the country, myself included, this morning at 5:30, I woke up and went right to the computer to try to log in for my mom and dad to try to get them a vaccine. My mom called me literally in tears last week because she tried to click on the link herself, and then she gets in the rabbit hole, and I don't know what happens.
Yep.
But something bad happens.
I tell you, I've had the same experience.
My heart broke for her. And my mom said to me, she goes, you know, if I didn't have kids, like, what would I do if Dad and I were just alone and we don't have a computer? How do we get a vaccine? We're the ones who are supposed to be getting the vaccines.
I've never been a big fan of AARP because there's nothing they sell that you can't buy cheaper somewhere else. But they are working and have done some good stuff on. The idea behind the AARP is fabulous. The woman that was a teacher in California that started it back in the 60s, but then it was so successful, she was just trying to help seniors. And then it blew up and got into this big, huge thing that it is. But most of the time, it's a ripoff. But in this circumstance, I think
I hope they can help, because I have a friend who lives in California. Her mother is in her 70s and lives in Florida. Her mom is not very tech savvy, just like mine. And she has been up at like 1, 2, 3, 4 in the morning, waking up just to try to log on to get her mom a vaccine in Florida.
Right. It's not so crowded.
Yeah,
yeah. Right.
It still isn't working.
All right, so what's this
new... I tried to do it on Sunday for my dad, and I don't think that he wouldn't be able to do it, but the problem is you have to go location by location to see if you can get an appointment, and everything is sold out. And so then the question is, do you have the wherewithal to keep it up and go through every single location? I mean,
I've had better luck getting concert tickets for Bruce Springsteen in New Jersey, and if you know how difficult that is, I've had better luck with that.
There's a comparative.
Yeah.
All right. There's a new dating profile brag. If you want to catch some chicky-licky or some guy, some hot guy, if you put on your profile, I've been vaccinated, apparently. It's come to that, right. Vaccinated. Instead of enumerating your profile, you put across the top of it, vaccinated. So how often is that showing up, Jennifer? Have you seen?
I'm not on any dating sites, but I saw the story yesterday, and it made me laugh because it's like this is now the new stage of dating, right? And so many singles are complaining that they've been lonely for a year and all of this. So a lot of them, I'm sure, are hitting those dating sites right about now, and it's going to be a badge that you can add to your profile.
I've been vaccinated. Have you? Have I got a needle for you?
It's the new STD conversation.
I feel like we need that too.
All right, so the Super Bowl this year, people are getting worked up. When is that? That's 2 weeks, isn't there? There's no more playoffs, right? No more playoffs. This weekend the playoffs are over, so I can watch the Sunday night shows on CBS on time.
Yes, Gramps. Yep, you don't have any newfangled football to get in the way.
Football gets in the way of it, right, exactly. So anyway, what's different between... Well, Brady playing for Tampa Bay is different. Not the fact that he's there, because he's been at the Super Bowl, 12 times or something? How many times the Patriots won with him?
You want to know what's really interesting? I just read something yesterday that when Tom Brady was playing in his first Super Bowl, Jen, you know the story. I forget now. Yep. How old was Patrick Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes was in kindergarten.
Kindergarten? That's wild. Which makes me like Tom Brady even more, because that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Los Angeles, a lot of attention being paid to the passing of Kobe Bryant because this is the 1 year anniversary. Seems hard to believe. It really is. So what does his family do with all this hoopla? The news media is smart enough to stay away from him, aren't they? Or are they stupid?
The news media has, the one story was that, And somebody got in trouble for this. A sheriff's deputy actually released footage of the bodies, the scene, basically, to a news reporter. And I think they lost their job, and there was a whole bunch of stuff. Other than that, there really hasn't been a lot of negative press. I mean, there was a story floating around that Kobe's wife, Vanessa, had to sue her mother, I think, something like this, to stay away. Really? But otherwise, they've been pretty private. She has been, she did
to stay away from her and her children?
Yeah. No, the mother is a wackadoo, and she's trying to claim that she needs back pay of $98 an hour for babysitting her own grandchildren.
Oh, my God.
So, and she said that Kobe had always promised her that she would be taken care of, and now that he's not there, she doesn't think Vanessa will. It's a mess.
Great.
Money grubbing.
And then there was a story about them suing the helicopter company. And, you know, unfortunately, I think it was an accident. And I think it was, we want to get there. We don't want to drive. The helicopter pilot was probably should have said, well, we can't fly. But he didn't want to disappoint Kobe. And, you know, the sad thing is I don't think that it was intentional, obviously. I think it was just such a tragedy. And that doesn't make it better for the family, certainly. But I don't know where a lawsuit goes. But they'll work on it. That's still in process, I think.
Chuck Schumer, who's never seen a microphone or a camera that he didn't try to hug, is all over the place now that he thinks he's so important, and he wants to heal America. Yeah.
Good luck.
Let's have a
And you know the best way to do that? Impeach President Trump after he's out of office. That's the best way to unify the country.
Right.
And there do it when it's not even legit, so Supreme Court Justice Roberts won't even preside. It's going to be a Democrat senator that's going to preside over the impeachment. Give me a break.
Huh? What?
Patrick Leahy is so because
Vermont
this
Senator?
Is not for a president. The Chief Justice Roberts is like, I'm not presiding over this. This isn't like a real trial. And so he's like, I'm not doing it. And so Patrick Leahy, who is the Senate pro tem, is going to sit atop this trial. I cannot. I mean, seriously, Democrats, if it were Ted Cruz or Josh Hawley presiding over the impeachment of Barack Obama, what would people do? They would lose their minds. But we sit today.
But wait a minute. But Mitch McConnell was the one who presided over the last impeachment. So
no, he didn't.
Whoever
Chief Justice Roberts did. He was the one that was sat over the Trump impeachment.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was
and the Chief Justice at the time when Clinton was impeached sat over that one. And yes.
Oh, right. Well, sitting presidents. Yeah.
Jenner's got to go, but I just want to underscore. Stay tuned for more on Fauci, because that's just being, I think we need not to, even if some of the other news, major news outlets don't grab onto this business about him and his relationship with the Chinese and all the research and stuff, I think we need to stay on that. So let's each day kind of find updates that we can pass along to folks so they know kind of what's going on. This is not anti-Fauci, it's just, hello, this is the real story. 18 after the hour on the DJV program. Speaking of the real story, Navaj is the real thing. It is the real story when it comes to cleaning out your nasal passages. This is an irrigator. Yeah, I know it doesn't sound too romantic, does it? Gets the job done, though. Power suction to flush out the pollen, the mucus, the bacteria, the viruses. Everything is done all naturally because this is a drug-free alternative to the things that are around, the pills and the pots and all that sort of thing. Navaj uses powered suction to flush out all the stuff that's in your nose. So, it goes up in one nostril, comes out the other. I think that's how it's pretty easy for you to figure it out when you look at the box and put the batteries in, bing, bang, boom. You've cleansed your nose, so now you feel effectively cleaner, and it is. It's a real convenience. Check it out at Navaj.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Beach combing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach, eating cookies, and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copay. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom-printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 25% off custom flyers, brochures, postcards, or labels when you spend $70 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples. Ends 2/27. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/custom prints for details.
Jesus is just all right. I always love this riff. It's 23, and Jesus is just all right. I love Jesus. I think Jesus is a fascinating character. Not everything to do. Excellent. There's a poll question for us. What do you think of Jesus?
God, enough of the poll questions. We've got to pump the brakes. We're burning our algorithm.
Well, it's listen, like rapid I'm all fire excited.
Yeah, Jay's on fire. Yeah. Yeah.
Jay's got all this stuff going. It's very exciting to have all this input from everybody listening. I look at my, because I'm a... What do they call them? An administrator? What do they call the people that...
Yes, you're an admin.
Get in.
Yep.
I'm an admin, okay. So I get all the stuff that comes in, and it's like 20 times as much material now just since Jay has been on board with people communicating with us, and we're thankful for that, thankful for her, thankful for just about everything. So we'll catch up with the questions about whether I should still do my pillow spots and things like that right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Elves are situated here, 25 after the hour on the DJV show, so Victoria and Jay have their nose to the stone when it comes to these questions or thoughts from people. All right, let's go through, let's have a review of everything that's there, shall we, Jay?
Yes. Well, the discussion of the MyPillow products, if you should keep endorsing them or not, Doug, for a little bit, it seemed like Facebook was pretty much, yep, keep endorsing them. But now more people are getting involved with the conversation, and it's going every which way. I mean, Aaron Bramblett encourages you to continue Mel York encourages you to always support American products.
Yep.
Gretchen Corbin tweeted, politics and business need to stop mixing. One does not have to agree with a CEO's political stance to take their product or service.
Right.
Where Daryl Lewis says, if you cancel him, I cancel you. That's how I feel like that was said.
Okay.
That was my reenactment of Daryl.
Good for you. Yes, that's very nice. All right. So, there's some good, well-rounded focus on advertising as part of the program, so it's good to get input from people. And I'm with, I think that it's pretty clear what my thinking is. I like to promote all American products. And if you listen to the products that I do endorse, they're either all American products or they're all natural. That's my bailiwick. And that's what I'm known for. So, yeah, I think if you can disagree with his politics, but the guy had a horrible, he had a real bad drug problem. He writes about it in his book and then got out of it and started this company. And he's a little wacky. Yeah, but so I'm a little wacky, too. Does that mean you're going to listen to me? Because I have people all the time. I'm never going to listen to you again because of and fill in the blank. And then the next time, I told you if you did that again, I wasn't going to listen to you.
I heard you talking about this.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what else do you have results on here?
Well, Fauci, being the highest paid person in government, do you feel like that should be right? Is that wrong? Melanie,
I'm more interested in his connection with the Chinese now that it's come out in the open.
Yeah.
Much more interested in that.
Oh, for sure. We'll add that to the list, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Melody thinks that Fauci's overpaid. Kerry Morgan equates him to a weatherman or woman saying, you know, he keeps his job long enough to max out his pay and still gets things wrong 50% of the time.
He's 80 years old, for God's sakes. He didn't have to do that. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of good and maybe some questionable stuff. Keep following that. 28 after the hour.
15, or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now. Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with a family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead at KFC.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is set to issue executive actions as soon as Tuesday, scaling back the use of private prisons and placing new limits on the transfer of military equipment to local law enforcement. The executive actions are part of a push by the new administration to roll back policies by President Trump and address racial inequality across the United States. Puerto Rico has declared a state of emergency over its deep-rooted problem of violence against women. The decision came on Sunday in the U.S. territory, which has seen substantial levels of violence that on the average result in one woman's death per week. The declaration also offers protection to gay and transgender people, includes a mobile app for victims to ask for help and report attacks. Anheuser-Busch announced Monday Budweiser will forego advertising its beer brand during this year's Super Bowl, instead using money to promote awareness of the vaccine against COVID-19. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The United States is calling out Russian leaders for their treatment of a political opposition leader. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The White House is calling for the unconditional release of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. More than 3,000 demonstrators calling for his release were arrested by Russian authorities over the weekend. Navalny, a major critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was detained last week when he returned to Moscow. He had been in Germany for several months, receiving treatment for a suspected poisoning with a nerve agent, something Navalny blames on the Kremlin. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called on Russia to release both Navalny and the protesters. She also called for an international investigation into Navalny's poisoning.
The arrest of opposition figure Alexei Navalny and the crackdown on protests that followed are troubling indications of further restrictions on Russian civil society. So I'll just reiterate our call from here on Russian authorities to release all those detained for exercising their universal rights and for the immediate and unconditional release of Alexei Navalny. We also urge Russia to fully cooperate with the international community's investigation into the poisoning of Alexei Navalny and credibly explain the use of a chemical weapon on its soil.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
44-year-old Alexei Navalny is a member of the Russia of the Future Party. The Atlanta Braves on Tuesday will host a celebration of baseball legend Henry Aaron in a memorial service celebrating the life and enduring legacy of the late Hall of Fame and American icon. The event will be held at Truist Field in Atlanta and begin at 1 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Comes from, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Past the hour, it's the DJV show. I'm Victoria Keelan with Jay Kirshner. Doug will be along momentarily. And so I think we should just continue our conversation that we were just having off the air and bring it out to the forefront. We're talking about dogs. Who doesn't love to talk about dogs? Especially since the first dogs, Major and Champ, have arrived at the White House. They're all moved in. And even yesterday, which was kind of funny, and I know so many people related to this, President Biden was in the Oval Office talking to the press, and all you heard were Champ and Major barking their heads off in the background.
It was amazing.
I mean, that's
that was the best thing ever.
It sums up 2020, 2021. Everyone lives on Zoom. Everybody's working from home, and the dogs are always barking. I mean, our dogs have been on the air here many times. They've been
on the show.
My
dog knows her place. She only whines.
We hear Daisy whining a lot when she wants things, but she doesn't really bark.
No, doesn't bark. She'll bark at me if she wants something after dinner. She wants a treat. She'll look at me with those eyes, almost like she's got a big smile on her face. She'll look at me and she'll go, rawr, rawr. And I look
she's
at
very
her.
She's very demanding.
No, and then I say no, and she'll look at me and she'll go, woof, 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 woof.
She knows that she can always win.
Yeah, she knows how to ask.
All the ladies in my life know how to make a successful attempt at getting me to do what they want me to do. Bing, bang, boom.
Well, it's the first time. Just stick with the first pets here for a second. So, you know, the Trumps didn't have a pet, but before that, it had been 100 years since a president didn't have a pet. So it's kind of interesting. Now we've got dogs back in the White House. The First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, wants to also adopt a cat. Before that, so the big story with Major, the German Shepherd, is that he is the first shelter dog to live in the White House. But he's not actually the first rescue dog. Doug, you might remember this. Lyndon B. Johnson's daughter, Lucy, had a mixed breed dog that she found abandoned by its owner at a gas station in Texas, and the dog's name was Yuki. And Yuki lived in the White House. Do you remember that?
I do, vaguely, yeah. I remember the dog. It was a beagle, wasn't it?
Just as mixed breed, I don't know.
I think it was a beagle sort, anyway.
Yeah. So Yuki classifies as the first rescue dog to live in the White House.
He used to lick all the barbecue sauce off of LBJ's shirt when he'd spill it all over his shirt.
I bet.
That was the claim to fame.
The Clintons had the famous Sox the cat. He was also a rescue. And then the tradition of pets in the White House, which a lot of people have been talking about recently, it goes all the way back to Thomas Jefferson, who had a mockingbird as a pet. And get this, a couple of bear cubs. Like, bears.
Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt, you're talking about, right?
No, Thomas Jefferson had two bear cubs in the White House. So it goes... it wasn't the White House back then, the residency, first residency. So, I'm glad we don't have bear cubs, because that's not, I mean...
A little difficult to deal with. All right, the poop would be a problem as much as anything else. So, the president has decided, and I don't, this is not true exactly, I don't know how this stuff gets implemented, but for chuckles, take a guess, ladies, Jay, Victoria, how many vehicles do you think the federal government owns? How many vehicles do you think are on the roads that belong to the federal government? Take a guess.
Oh, jeez. 1,500. That would also include other states, right?
No, it just includes the feds. Doesn't include the states. Just the federal government.
Maybe like 100?
100 cars? Huh?
Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like I'm on the Price is Right.
I know.
$1.
I'm terrible at this game.
The federal government owns and maintains a fleet of 645,000 vehicles.
645,000
vehicles. Vehicles assigned to various, like the Postal Service,
military
agencies.
Oh, all right. So I was just thinking like the Secret Service.
Government agencies. It's all put together. Okay. So the Biden administration announced yesterday, as part of the push to boost manufacturing, the Buy America thing, that they were going to create over the next 4 years a situation in which every single vehicle in the... Who's calling me now?
He never, just takes the phone off the hook.
Phones ring, dogs bark, babies cry.
Hey, you know, work from home. This is our life, right?
Time radio, folks, at its finest. All right, anyway. Meanwhile, back to the fleet. So over the next 4 years, Biden wants to replace all these vehicles with electric vehicles.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know what the age is. Normally, they keep the vehicles, I think, 10 or 12 years. There's not much mileage put on most of them because they don't drive them, you know, they're not excessive. So I'm wondering now, electric vehicles in trucks, electric vehicles in cars, the post office. So all of this is going to have huge demand on the electricity that's now being produced. That's something that everybody seems to forget about. Oh, we've got to save all this. No more gas cars. No more guzzlers on the road. Hello, how do you think they get the power at the moment? Maybe down the road, yes, there'll be electric, the wind from electricity. Yeah. I mean, electricity from wind and solar power and even nuclear. But at the moment, 94% of all of our energy is produced by fossil fuel. So you're basically, this isn't a joke, but it's a ruse.
Well, and it's not really, though. His plan's pretty comprehensive. He's been talking about this the whole campaign. Like,
I know
they're ramping up the production of wind and solar at the same time that they ramp up. This isn't an automatic flip a switch and now we buy 600,000 electric vehicles. I mean, obviously,
but it's over
it
a 4-year period. Well, the
right.
thing, as I imagined this, I was thinking about the presidential limousine, which weighs 5 tons. Did you know that? By the time they get finished fiddling around with those cars that they produce to make it safe for the president to ride in them,
of an airplane. They said it weighs the same as a certain type of airplane.
Yeah, right.
I forget what kind, but it's a lot.
At any rate, I'm just thinking about how much electricity you're going to use to power that puppy around.
I don't think one battery is going to do it. I don't think a regular car battery.
But, you know, you were mentioning earlier that Elon Musk is the second wealthiest guy in the world. He's the one behind all of this. And every battery that gets put into every electric vehicle is made by his company if it's going to work. At this point, there is no competition. One company only.
Well, I don't think that he makes the electric batteries that go in the Chevy and GM cars. But the reason
the technology
that those,
is his. They may be somebody else making it.
Right.
But the technology is what his company.
Well, they haven't made theirs nearly as good as the Tesla battery, so I don't know.
No, that's right.
It's
exactly.
not as good.
Yeah, right. So anyway, looking at the let's see here, the number I'm breaking down the 645,000, because this is the kind of stuff
that's
I find fascinating.
That's an insane number.
Okay, so 412,000 vehicles are trucks. 272,000 of those are light-duty trucks, like pickup trucks. 102,000 medium-duty trucks. 39,000 heavy trucks. 224 passenger vehicles and 8,000 buses and ambulances and that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of... It's very interesting. There was a study done that suggested last year we could do with 540 vehicles, we could do with 100,000 fewer vehicles than we have. The duplication. And if you look at, to take it to a local level, if you go by your police department and count the number of police vehicles that there are there, for example.
They're always parked, right?
Yeah.
In the lot.
Yeah. They say they have them because the best practices are that you have one spare for every car that you have. Huh? What, why? What is them? So what? What do you mean one spare? In terms of the state police or state troopers, many of them have their own cars. They have a car assigned to them and they drive it to work, from work, in case there's anything going on the way home or there's an emergency. Every state police trooper in most states now have their own cars. You realize what an expense that is?
Yeah.
And then you look around at some of these other things, obviously Ford and these other companies love this business, but
they take their trooper car home at night and park it in the driveway or whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's what they do.
Huh.
But anyway, the study, this is more waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. And I think it's the kind of thing that when I look at, you know, the Pentagon budget, we talk about this frequently, $460 billion would do without waste, fraud, and corruption, the same thing $700 billion does now. And the same thing is true. Why do they have the Postal Service? Go by the post office, see how many trucks are parked there during the day. They have all these spares just in case. And it's abusive. The taxpayer gets screwed 85 ways from Sunday. We don't need 645 vehicles, 645,000. The study suggested 540,000. What?
Don't they, and this is probably more of a smaller town thing or municipality, but don't they keep those numbers up so that they don't lose that line item in the budget?
Yeah, they get this federal money. Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah, keep spending so we can give you more money. It's outrageous. You and I are paying for this.
Right. And have you guys noticed, I come from a very small town on the Jersey Shore. It's literally, I have run this myself. It's a mile and a half long and a mile and a half wide. That's how tiny the town is.
Yep.
And there are two cars that look like they're Knight Rider. Remember the show? Like, why do we need these cars that are so high tech and it looks like something out of like a movie or like Mad Max? It's insane. It's not necessary.
Money in the budget that they know they're not going to use. They build cars that they know they're not going to use, and then they give them to the locals. It is. It's insanity.
It's like Batman. We don't need Batman in a town that's that small.
Mm-mm.
It's crazy.
Nope. It is crazy. 45 after the hour. Here's something that's not crazy. All the attention being paid to you and your health, the weight loss programs that are going on. I think people have finally started to get this message, ladies. That is, the number of people who have died from COVID, studies indicate that most all of them are compromised because of their weight. They have diabetes, they're way overweight, they're obese, that kind of stuff. So if you want to decrease the chances of you, if you get COVID, croaking from it, as gentle as I can put it, I mean, come on. Let's do right by you and your family. After all, isn't it kind of selfish if you eat and don't take care of yourself and you die young? But what happens to your family? I think that's one of the most abusive, selfish things. People, I love to drink and eat and smoke and stuff. And then you die at 60. So what about your family, you selfish SOB? This is the way to help yourself. I know this is an interesting promo for Calitrin, but think about it for a minute. Think about what you're doing to yourself and your family by not taking care of yourself. You want to lose some inches, you want to lose some pounds, you want to do it the best way possible, you do it by going to toploss.com, signing up for the Calitrin train, which is pretty much going tooting and rooting through your town and through your state. Millions of people are now on this product, and they're using it for support for some of the other things. They may be on a Jenny Craig program or Weight Watchers, whatever it is. And then you get off of that. How do you keep the weight off? You keep it off by having Calitrin in your formula. Every night before you go to bed, you take four of these puppies. And if you want to do it on your own, in 45, 50 days, you'll start losing weight. You'll see it. And then you just keep on the program to keep the weight off. Very cool. Private sessions available with Q&A sessions. All the counselors are at your service at Calitrin, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. What a fabulous program. Check it out at toploss.com. And when you check out after you buy the product, make sure you use the DJV code, which gives you free shipping and the best possible prices and the most product at toploss.com.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Start the year off right. Don't miss Lowe's Just for Pros event, now through January 29th. The savings add up fast when you get deals on your go-to brands, like HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. During our Just for Pros event, get 25% off 5-gallon pails of HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Showcase. You can also take advantage of special offers and other savings opportunities to help keep your business moving. Shop in-store or on lowesforpros.com and choose pickup. Lowe's, the new home for pros. Offer valid through 129, U.S. only.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, 53 past the hour on the DJV program. It's Tuesday. Chucker's doing a wrap on Monday, preparing for Wednesday. It's that bad in the movie business, folks. But we do have some interesting movie news, probably traveling a little bit into the dead zone, with a couple of very famous characters that were in the movie business, but yet they were on television. You intrigued? Answer the question, and the clues get answered right after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You may or may not recognize that theme. It's been a while since the TV show has been on. 54 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with movie moments. Why are we remembering Siskel and Ebert, Chucker?
This day in TV history, or in history, Gene Siskel was born January 26, 1946, and passed away February 29, 1999. Yeah. Him and Ebert started on sneak previews in 1982, and then the show morphed
into
the movies.
He and Ebert
at the movies, 86 to 99. I was a big fan. I watched that stuff religiously, and I thought it was really good for the industry. Got people look forward to movies, and especially when they had an early review. Like, I remember in 97 when they early reviewed Titanic, and they both raved about it. That's, you know, as a movie fan, that gets people hyped up, and that was a good thing. I like both of them.
Yeah, it was. We don't have anybody the equivalent of that today either, do we? I mean, there's nobody entertaining really doing movie reviews.
Well, not on TV. I mean, there's a lot of people who do podcasts and stuff like that on YouTube.
Yeah, but it's axe grinders.
Not like those two.
Right, exactly. Okay. All right, what else do you have that's exciting?
One other bit of news, AMC announced, this is good news for the industry, they raised $917 million.
Good.
So that means they'll be able to sustain themselves deep into 2021 and probably
early 750 million, I think they said.
So they got it. I think earlier, a couple months ago, they raised 200-something thousand, now 917.
Right. Good.
They should put that into vaccine distribution, because that's the issue. If people get vaccinated, more people are going to go to the movie.
Right.
So that's
Told you, when I went to see the latest Liam Neeson movie last weekend, there were more people in the theater. They'd sold out a couple of performances in that movie.
But here's the thing. I mean, I know money is important to everybody because we need it to survive. But there is a sadness to think about this, Doug. They're raising $917 million basically to throw gasoline and light a match to it, because it's just going to burn. It doesn't go to anything other than their survival.
Keeps them going. Yeah. Right. Keeps them going to pay their bills and pay the help.
That's crazy if you think about that, because they can't produce a profit on any level. It's just the burn rate.
A lot of businesses like that, Chucker. The travel business. Hey. Keira Knightley has been interviewed. She apparently has a new movie coming out. And one of the things in the interview she said is that she was uncomfortable getting intimate with a male director, not getting intimate with the director, but doing scenes with a male director. Mm-hmm. So she won't do them anymore unless there's a female.
A nude scene or any scene?
Nude scene.
Nude
intimate
scene.
Scenes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Nude scenes. Yeah.
All right.
So
my opinion, I always found that any gratuitous nude scene in a movie has always been completely unnecessary. I never saw the need.
It's kind of like being vulgar. Comedians who are vulgar just to be vulgar.
Yeah.
They think that's funny. It's not. And
I mean, a lot of actresses feel like male directors push them towards that, too. The gratuity stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think she's that attractive anyway, so, I mean, why would she be involved in a nude scene? Everybody
I haven't seen her in anything
I disagree.
In years.
I don't remember her being. I don't remember it either, but, I mean, I do think she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, she had a nice face, but I mean, the body is no voluptuous, nothing there. It's just skin and bones.
You got anything else?
Hey, well, we seem to be out of time. Excuse me. Thank you, Chuck Curry, here on Movie Moments on the DJV program with Jay and Victoria.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.